Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello everyone and welcome back to another Super Rugby podcast with your hosts Damien Warren and
Toby Harris.
Toby, you're shaking your head at me. Why are you starting this Tuesday morning, one day late because I had to take my car for an MOT or a warrant of fitness?
Did it pass?
It did.
Excellent. Yeah. I'm happy.
Do you know what?
I'm really scared.
In this country, you only do it once a year. Whereas in New Zealand, I think it's every 6 months, isn't it? Right, because they're safety conscious. Anyway, over here, it's once a year because they don't care about their population as much.
There's too many of them.
And you just fingers crossed, aren't you?
Oh, 100%.
You are fingers crossed.
Mate, the other day I took mine, start of sort of January.
The Lamborghini Green Vauxhall Corsa, for those that don't know.
It's called the Corsaghini.
Oh, the Corsaghini.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Okay, anyway, but I thought... Not in a chance. No chance it's going to pass. And then I get a phone call quite early on in the day after dropping it off that morning. I was like, oh, here we go. How much is she? Oh, she's ready to pick up. Oh, you are amazing. That's what I said. Honestly, I was like, how?
All I got to say is you'll be taking your car back there.
Definitely.
Just for their tick list of, hey, mate, did you want
a good colour? Tick.
Do you want to check the wheels on that? Nah, done it, tick. Headlights done as well. They've got two.
To be fair, I had to change a headlight not so long ago.
Did you do it yourself?
No, I went in.
Oh, village. Now, I've got to tell you a story about Toby. One day, we obviously used to live together. That sounds a bit more interesting.
Many moons ago.
And,
what are you going to say here?
I came back from a nice day out with the family. And out is Toby's car. Looking a bit duller on the paintwork than normal.
Oh, no, don't tell him that. Don't tell him that. Don't be like that. No.
So anyway.
I wanted to change it up. It just looked a bit too green for me.
So anyway.
It's like a bean sprout.
I walk past and in the bucket with the washing detergent in there, the only thing I could imagine, was a green scrubby. One of those scrubbies you do pots and pans with. And Toby had washed his complete car with one of those green scrubbies. So basically...
You can't really tell now, you
No,
know.
You can't. No, you can't. But at the time, oh, I was yeah, like, was oh, bad. My I goodness.
I was like, do you know what, Damien? I don't actually care. I don't look, care.
You know, as you say, it just dulled. It looked like a matte car after... It was ready for a respray as well, you know.
It's ready for a respray every day, mate. It is a village looking
There's another
car.
One that drives around the area.
And there's quite a few, you know. There's a 5-door as well. I've only got 3. Right, let's get into it. I'm
hungry.
I never
understand why they call it a 5-door and a 3-door, right?
Because there's 5
no,
doors?
No, because there's... Oh, yeah.
Oh, are you joking? Yeah. Damien Warren. Oh, there's only two doors. No, it's called a boot.
Oh, love it. Anyway, it's time for messages from our supporters. Do you want to start?
I don't, but I will. Hi, boys. Love the pod. Question for you. What would be a greater achievement? Scotland winning the Six Nations or Italy winning two matches? It's by Tommy J.
Which one have you gone for? Oh, I'd yeah, go no, you've gone from left to right. I didn't see that one.
I'd go Scotland winning the Six Nations.
So would have I. To be. Because if they win the Six Nations, in reality, they're going to have to beat the two best teams in the world at the moment.
Yeah.
Or at least one of them.
Well, yeah, I would say the two best.
Yeah. And they've already beaten England.
Yeah.
Now, what's more likely after watching the weekend?
Oh,
you know what I mean?
I know.
Italy looked real good.
I tell you what, Tom, this could happen. Both could happen.
Both could happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I doubt that Scotland will win the Six Nations.
No, but
and actually,
I doubt that Italy will win two matches, but it could happen.
It could. Both could happen. Okay. That's very interesting. If it happens, we'll then come back to this question.
Yes.
But it's a damn good question because
real good.
Italy have not won two matches in the Six Nations in a calendar year before, as far as I'm aware. Scotland have won, I don't think they won the Six Nations, but they've won the Five Nations or whatever
right,
it was
okay.
before Italy joined, did they? Yes, they did. They have done in the past. So, yeah, very, very interesting. Okay, second question from Jason Styles. Thank you for the which Super Rugby team which Super Rugby team was better, the Brumbies 2001 to 2005, the Bulls 2007 to 2010, or the Crusaders 1998 to 2000? And which Super Rugby team would you join right now to play the World Cup? So which team would you put into the World Cup? How would they do? This is really, really tough. I'm going to say the Brumbies.
Yeah, I was going to say that. How good were they?
They were awesome, but they were so innovative at the time. Do you know what I mean? Like, they were playing a game that it probably took two seasons for opposition teams to even work out how to play them.
Yeah.
And then once they'd worked out how to play them,
lost. They were onto something, but they were also onto something new then.
Yes.
You and know, it was an ever-changing,
vicious
cycle.
That's Eddie Jones.
Steady Eddie.
Impressive, though, they were. I mean, the Bulls were very good. I think it was Stain. They had a very, very good 10. He's still playing now, and he kicked everything under the sun. And they were just brutes. And then the Crusaders, you know, they were a special side. But only 2 years. Whereas you look at that Brumbies, they dominated. And even when they lost to the Crusaders, eventually, they were still damn good.
Yeah.
It was an upset from the Crusaders. So I'm definitely going to say Brumbies 2001, 2005.
Agreed.
Yeah. Up next, mate. What do you got?
Here we go. This is from Stevie P. Lads, love it. Would love to get your outside bet for this season's Super Rugby. Who do you think could be an outside chance to win the Super Rugby comp this year? And that's from Stevie P.
You can't say Crusaders or
no,
Blues.
No.
Sorry, we're going to footsie again there.
Yeah. I'm going to go Chiefs. Oh, no. No, I'm not. I'm going to go Waratahs.
I'm going to go Waratahs too.
Mm.
I think they're a real good chance to be an outside bet.
Yes.
I'm not saying...
They're not favourites.
No.
They're not in that sort of top echelon.
But they could pull it out this year.
But they
year.
Could.
Other than that, so in the Aussie comp, I don't think... Okay, so let's go through. Jura, no.
No.
Definitely.
We don't need to go through it, mate. We've
no,
picked,
no, but I'm saying...
We've picked
I'm saying
the
those outside of Australia...
We've picked the
no.
Waratahs, okay?
Waratahs for Aussie... Who for New Zealand? You're going to go Chiefs. I agree.
Yes.
Move on. Long time listener, first time emailer.
Where's that one?
Yeah, well, you just gone for it.
Oh, she's down there.
Yeah.
Sorry.
At the moment in the World Cup coming up, which international team would you want to be head coach of? Obviously, you got England, big player pool. France, great team. Ireland, number one in the world. Scotland, inconsistent and underperformers, but with more actually could be a consistently good side. Wales, poor recent results, but they are a passionate nation. Italy, nothing to lose. New Zealand, underperforming by their standards. South Africa, not clear favourites, but feel they still will do well in the World Cup. Aussie, good crop of young players. What do you reckon? He's gone in here. Sorry for the long email, because he doesn't want to be known as the new Razzler Dazzler, does he?
Come on, Jimmy. Hey.
Who'd you go? I mean, obviously we're going to go New Zealand, aren't we? Because I don't think they've got anything to lose.
No, you're right.
You know, it's, you know, the only way is up.
Yeah. But I wouldn't necessarily want... The only other team would be Australia.
Yeah. I like the idea of Italy. Purely for the fact... No. For the build-up, mate.
What build-up?
Living in Italy.
Oh, yeah. Fair. You know... Pasta, wine.
Exactly. Or France. But I just think that if, as a non-French coach, the French would turn on you so quickly.
Oh, if you lost one or two games, yeah. Get them out.
You'd be banished. You wouldn't be allowed back in the country. No. Definitely not England after seeing them play and the players they've got. Oh, there's so much to do there. Not saying they can't do well. I like the idea of Scotland. Scotland... It's like a romantic, they are playing lovely, beautiful rugby. You know, you got the Scots behind you who just love it. You're not expected to win. So every game you win, it gets bigger and bigger. Oh, I love the idea of that. But yeah, I'm going to go Aussie. If it's not New Zealand, it's definitely Aussie.
Who's Flash? Someone said you're a rugby podcast, Melt.
That's next, isn't it?
Yeah, what's that for?
I'll tell you.
Why are we Melt?
I'll tell you.
Well, I've just read it out.
Yeah, go on. Read out the whole thing, though.
Wales suffer shock. 21-22 defeat to Italy. Intense final game of Six Nations.
And he says, someone said you were a rugby podcast, Melt.
Flash.
And that's from Flash. That was because we didn't remember that last year they'd won.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in the quiz, and I was like, how many years has it been since Italy won?
Oh.
And they'd won the year before.
Greenwood.
Thanks, mate.
Village.
Thanks, mate. Oh, Paddy K.
Paddy McGuinness.
As a fan of rugby in the US, this question's asking, it's flip-flop, so... You know, you can never be sure where rugby is in America, which channel it's on, what time it's on, are they going to play the live games? And he said, is this the same in other countries? And I can confirm it is. Remember, like, a couple of years ago, it wasn't even on Sky TV.
No, that's true.
And you had to go and buy Rugby Passes subscription. So it's the same everywhere as far as I'm aware. Probably the only places that you definitely know it's going to be New Zealand. It's always on Sky.
Yeah.
And South Africa, it's always on Super Sport. Other than that, you know, my big thing would be get a VPN, pay for Rugby Pass, and you can get everything on there.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't want you to do anything illegal, of course. But it is a sure way. You're still paying. So that money is still going to the rugby teams because they have paid the rights.
Yes.
So you can feel a little bit better
about
that. I think we've got one more. This is from Daff. G'day, boys. Just wanted to gloat about being top of Super Brew.
Yeah, but you picked Scotland, which was outside. Get a grip.
The pesky Italians ruined a perfect round by playing well. It won't last long. With normal service resuming next week, where I will drop like a stone through water. Love it. Goes on to say, unpopular opinion here, Eddie Jones isn't the right long-term coach for Australia. We will get an immediate bounce from his appointment. Yeah, I absolutely agree. We both agree with that, don't we?
Yeah.
Eddie Jones, great for this World Cup. I'm not sure about next World Cup, that's for sure. He goes on to say, I listened to many pods over the years, and yours is the only one I still now listen to.
What a guy.
What a guy. That's from Dad.
But how? Why us?
Because he has great taste, Toby.
Great taste in men, eh? Yeah.
So cheers, Dad, for that. It's time now for...
Super Brew!
Oh, God, I almost forgot about Super Brew. Do you want me to put the music on for Super Brew?
As we know...
Top four, bottom four, mate. Daff before is you on drag. Top. Oh, yeah, Daff's on
Skiwi
top.
Skiwi Dave, Cameron someone, Cameron Ho, that's all I can see.
Yeah.
Way out west. That's the top four.
Yes.
Okay.
Those people must have chosen Scotland.
Yes, they
all
did.
All of them. They're very brave. Good on them.
And then we've got bottom four. We've got Baby Rebels, Georgie69.
Love the name.
Dude, incredible, I think it is. Sir Richard. And Damo, you are 27th.
No, I'm not. I'm 17th. I've checked already.
You're 27th?
I'm 17th.
So the difference there is...
Yeah, I'm 17th joint.
Is because, don't you? Is because all of us are on 2 points.
Don't you try and make me out. It's 27th just because my name or something.
Your name is Ben Affleck, 32nd.
Yeah, that's right, Ben.
I'm 21st.
Where's Coley the Poley?
He's 19th. He's on shared points.
Oh, he's coming for me.
Sugar Fingers is 12th.
Oh, Sugar Fingers. Self-inflicted Sugar Fingers.
Yep.
Mate, it's time for breaking news.
Yes, proudly supported by our Patreon members.
Yeah, thank you very much for all those people that support us.
And if you would like to... There's a link below.
There is a link below. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. All Black stars Barrett, Smith and Retallick set to leave New Zealand rugby. Okay, now I've also heard that Adi Sevilla is going to go to Japan too.
Yeah, make some cash.
Yep. So I think the only one that could potentially... I think they're both out. I think Smith and Barrett, they're going to retire from international rugby.
100%.
I'm not sure about Retallick or Adi Sevilla.
Adi won't retire.
No.
Retallick will retire from international rugby, yeah. He will. He will, yeah.
We need some youngsters coming through.
We do. And I'm not 100% sure.
I can't see him.
Lomood? The England back line. Do you know what? Oh. I absolutely hate it when people use... the great man's name.
No one.
Right. And they say, oh, he low mood people, right?
No.
Okay. But he actually did.
I know.
He actually did. He was the first player that they've used this terminology for that genuinely reminded me of like, hang on.
Absolutely. Hang on.
Now, I'm not saying that he reminds me of when you look at him. But when you watch the replays, people are getting like really good tackles and shoulders on like legs.
Yeah.
And he just like goes through them like there's nothing there.
No one has been like Lomu, will be like Lomu.
You're right.
But this is
as close as it's got.
No way.
I'm not saying.
Ndolo?
Van der Mover. No.
Ndolo?
No, Ndolo.
Big.
Ndolo, listen.
Cocker Nasiga?
No. Big. Yeah. No, but all these people have the same issue.
Damien Warren?
Right. Big. Gut. They all have the same problem, which is they're not that quick. And they don't glide through tackles like Lomu did. Lomu was a one-off because he was so big, so fast, and so agile. This is where Van der Merwe is similar.
Village.
All right. That try he scored from like 55 out.
Yeah.
He sliced and diced them and just brushed them off like...
Can I just say
like
though...
Like Lomu did.
Christian Cullen, you could say the same.
No.
Yes.
He glided through. He didn't crush over top.
Like Lomu.
Yeah.
Lomu crushed.
Van der Merwe crushed over top.
No.
In the corner to win the game.
Oh, in the corner, that one. His 55-meter game try
was beautiful.
Good try, but fast. Can I just say...
Fast.
Can
as
I
well.
Just say, though...
Yeah.
Really poor defence.
Really poor defence.
Good try, though. No, I like it. I'm not going to take it away from him.
No.
Just a little bit, maybe. But...
I normally do not like when people say Lomud.
So why are
but
you
actually,
saying it now?
No. I have to say, this is as close as someone's going to get. But he can. I don't think he's going to do this every week, whereas Lomu did do it every week.
Yes. Right. You've got the job.
Do I?
No.
Well, what job have I got?
Kiwi scribe. Okay, so someone in New Zealand slams Steve Borthwick already.
Oh.
I know. Already.
That's a bit.
It's a bit harsh, isn't it?
Real harsh.
It's a bit harsh. So it's just sort of goes on to say that he hasn't made any changes to the way they play. It's the same old.
Yeah, I mean, the big one is that everyone's talking about now is Smith Farrell.
Needs
that,
to go.
The fact that it doesn't work. Doesn't work. But, you know, it's really hard for him because it's not, and this is what I said when Eddie left, I just don't see he's got the player pool as it currently stands now, 8 months out from a World Cup, to be able to make wholesale changes.
Which is ridiculous, and, though, because he does.
He doesn't have, but he
you
doesn't,
think about how
no,
many players.
Okay, name a really good 12 in England right now. There is not one. I'm going to name one. There isn't one.
Do you know what?
They're talking about this guy, Dan Kelly, who's going to be their saviour. He's not the saviour either. Sorry, I'll stop talking now.
Anyway, that's my news story. You go now, bud.
Seriously, though, who can play at 12?
Slade?
He's a third. This is the thing, though. There are some 13s.
But that's the thing with... Well, you need to get him playing out of position for club.
Now?
Yes.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You think about Ma'anonu. Was on the wing to start with. And then slowly came in. And was probably one of our best 12s.
Tana Umanga as well was a winger. Came into the midfield. Yeah, I just... You know, it's... It's not a perfect scenario, is it? It's not like Eddie kind of filled up the cupboard with good quality players ready just to join. He almost like, oh, no, they're not good enough. They're not good enough. They're not good enough. He just stuck with the old guard.
Yes.
And now they've got nothing coming through.
No. And the old guard aren't good enough.
No. Ben Youngs, not good enough.
Owen Farrell.
He has to play at 10.
If he's going to play, he has to play at 10.
10.
But Smith is better than him at 10.
Yeah, I would have normally said that. But the problem being on the weekend, Smith was pretty poor. His game management was shocking.
Everyone was poor.
Ah, yeah, but he was really poor. He had a lovely crossfield kick.
Yeah.
But other than that, I feel sorry for him. You know, having Farrell outside you.
Stifles
play.
Yep.
Whereas if you're going to stifle play, you might as well stifle it at 10.
Yes.
So, tough one, isn't it? AFL, NRL can't compete. Eddie Jones takes aim at rival codes.
Already.
Steady Eddie back in his... Now, he kind of has a point, which is they shouldn't be able to compete. And they shouldn't be able to compete because it's an international game, isn't it? Whereas the others aren't.
No.
So, you know, when Australia Rugby League, they've only really got two teams that could beat them. Maybe now three with Tonga. But really, it's New Zealand and England. And that there's only three teams. Whereas you look at rugby, and if you're a player, you get to travel the world.
Yeah.
You get to play against the best players around the world.
It's the money, though.
There's a lot more money that you can be made overseas.
There's a lot of money in NRL if you're good. And
you've got to be real good though, don't you?
And then there's also a lot of money in AFL. They've got like a draft system and everything.
I think AFL is it's a bit like the NFL, isn't it?
Yes.
Like really, really good.
Yeah.
But in one country.
Yes. So AFL is Aussie rules. So yeah. If you don't know the sport, just look it up. It's they're athletes. They are athletes.
If you were a player though, an athlete, and you could choose between AFL, NRL, and rugby, as a player,
I guess you go where the money is.
At the highest,
no, maybe not the money.
At the highest point, you can't flip and flop. What would you go for?
How good were you?
Real good.
Well, it depends which game you loved. Depends which game you grew up with.
You can choose though.
Because a lot of the AFL players, they're played in certain parts of the country, aren't they? So Adelaide is massive for their AFL.
Yeah.
So as youngsters, that's what they play.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and Sydney or even the Gold Coast is NRL.
Mm.
And that's what they play when they're younger.
State of origin.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Little things like that. But that's like
North versus South in New Zealand.
Yeah, but done properly.
Exactly.
Where everyone's excited.
Yes. And like,
and it's parochial. And it's parochial, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, you're either wearing the maroon, yes, or the blue.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, you're not wearing anything else. No. Eh? You wouldn't turn up to the game.
No.
In any other colour.
No, God, no.
Whereas, you know.
I remember having a state of origin at school.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
massive.
And the game was like 50 a side. Literally, though. 50 a side on this massive field. You might have touched the ball once to pass it.
And everyone's just trying to smash everyone, aren't they? Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's just like a smash fest.
Take your head off.
Absolutely. There's a few fights in there, isn't there?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, it's just so good. I haven't watched it for quite a few
years. No, neither. There's no biff, so it's boring.
But yeah, I mean, you go rugby, smart financial choice.
Yes.
But you're right. AFL has got this, you'd be held up in a community, wouldn't you?
And the crowds that they get
are massive.
Unreal. You know, they're playing at these big MCG, cricket grounds.
Yeah.
That can hold almost 100,000 people, and they're all going nuts.
Do you know why AFL was invented?
Why?
To keep cricketers fit in the off-season.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
Yep. True.
Wow.
So true, yeah. That's why they play on the cricket ovals.
Yes, I get you.
Yep. Just to keep them fit, keep them ticking over.
Gee.
Mm. There you go, mate.
Great knowledge from you.
Have you done both your stories?
Yes. You've got three, so just get rid of the last one.
Yeah, I know.
Get rid of the last one.
Five takeaways from the latest England Six Nation loss. They're rubbish.
Perfect.
Move on.
What caught your eye, bud?
Well, I tell you what caught my eye. Scotland with end-to-end rugby.
Oh, they're playing some really nice rugby.
They reminded me of New Zealand back in the glory days when New Zealand weren't scared to spin the ball from their 22. The amount of times they ran out from their 22 was beautiful to watch.
Now, New Zealand were fearless. Do you think Scotland are also fearless, or do you think they've just got nothing to lose?
Well, it's a bit of both, isn't it? I think that they are.
I think they go hand in hand a bit. But
I don't think they're fearless. Because, you know, when they have gone wide, they went wide.
It's structured, though, isn't
it? And it was into space. So it wasn't like they just caught the ball every time and just ran it.
Yeah.
They opened up the space. They did it very, very well. You know, you look at Finn Russell. If you look at that game he played, you say he picked the space incredibly well. Yeah.
He was
class.
Yeah, he was real good, wasn't he?
Yeah. He was very, very good. So that's the first thing. Ireland, boring winners, but hard to break down. They just know exactly what they're doing. They're like chess pieces. You could take someone out and put someone else in and you wouldn't notice any difference.
They're very structured and disciplined, aren't they?
Yeah.
Do you know what? They're like the South Africa of a handful of years ago. Just big brutes.
And they're not.
We'll grind out a boring win, but we'll thrash the team.
Yeah, yeah. They're like flat. Oh, I don't want to say. They're flat track bullies against the minnow.
Yeah.
Where they'll wipe the floor with them.
Yes.
And when they play the big boys,
it'll be interesting.
They've got that game as well. So they'll spin it and fling it and ying it against the minnow. And then against the big boys, they've got different ways they can play.
Yeah.
Not the greatest to watch, though.
No, it's not.
Do you think they really have a chance to, you know, win the World Cup?
We'll know after next week. They're playing France.
Yeah. That's going to be a massive game, eh?
Huge game.
Massive game. Round two, and it could be deciding the Six Nations. And saying that, they've still got to go and play in England, don't they? You know, and it's not going to be an easy one, no, playing England, not. That's for sure. Going to be a really interesting Six Nations for Wales, because a lot of people thought Gatland coming back would solve all their problems. I think he will have an impact, but, you know, Italy looked really good and looked like when they go and play Wales, potentially they could beat Wales. You know, so it's going to be a long old competition. I think Gatland's got a tough choice to make now, because those older players are old, proper old.
Yeah, definitely.
And I'm not sure he's got the young talent coming through.
But he hasn't been able to do that. He's just come into the job. Yeah, you can't blame Warren.
He's a little bit like Steve Borthwick, which is there's not a lot in the cupboard. And even if there is, he hasn't got time.
Stop playing footsies with me.
Far out, man. I put my feet way over to the right.
Look at how I'm angled, okay? Just look at my angle.
Right, man, what caught your eye?
Well, it's just the Scottish rugby. It was just passionate. You know, that's their third win in a row now against England.
Second in a row at Twickenham as well.
Yeah, how good's that? Italy.
They really play some nice rugby as well.
Now, I watched some of the highlights and it looked closer than it perhaps was, or sounded closer than it perhaps was, but they were a bit like Scotland. They were flinging it and yinging it. They didn't care. They had nothing to lose. Mm. And they look like a rugby team now, if that makes sense. You know, they weren't just schoolboys running around the pitch getting battered. You know, they've beaten Australia. They've come very close to arguably the top team in the world.
Yeah.
You know, they've got England next week, which will be a hard test for them.
England's at home, yes. I think.
That'll be amazing. England's got a lot of home matches this year.
That'd be amazing for Italy if they could turn over England. It'd be awesome, wouldn't it? Be awesome. They're very good. And I know I kind of laughed and thought, oh, they've got absolutely no chance.
I still don't
think they've got a lot of chance, but because they've got to back it up now, don't they? They've got to back it up against England, which would be damn hard to do. And then when arguably they've got a good chance to upset Wales, Wales have a few games under their belt. It's going to be tough. The other thing that really caught my ear, was the Scottish commentator when they say Van der Merwe, right? So Van der Merwe, blatantly not Scottish. But when the Scottish commentator says his name, it's like, Duan Van der Merwe. Like something from bloody Braveheart.
Oh, what a great film.
Great film, yeah. But I just thought it was so funny. I've never heard a South African name sound so Scottish in all of my life. Picking up on what you've said, massive year for so many New Zealand players.
Massive.
Aaron Smith, Whitelock, David Harvilli, Dane Coles, Cody Taylor, Brody Retallick, Bowden Barrett, Sam Kane, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, Patrick Tuipulotu, TJ Perenara. All of those players, along with Nipo Lalala, Ofa Tungafasi, and Angus Tuttavere, I can't see them sticking around New Zealand, or definitely not making the next World Cup. So they'll all go. They'll all go. If any of those people stay in New Zealand, I will be shocked. They will all be looking to go overseas and make some serious coin, because they're not going to make the next World Cup.
That's a lot of people.
That's a hell of a lot of people. And I've probably missed quite a few.
Yeah.
A lot of those peripherals that aren't in the All Blacks.
Will go.
Would go as well.
Oh.
Would go. Right, mate. listeners' questions.
Yeah, I forgot it.
Jason Styles.
Yes, it was from Jason Styles.
Asked, apart from Beauden Barrett and Richie Mwanga, who are both likely to go overseas at the end of this year, are there any 10s lining up in New Zealand?
Hell, I just sneezed and I felt like something flew out of my mouth. Did you see anything?
No.
Oh, good.
Thank God.
excuse me. Tell you what, I'm coming down with something, eh?
Oh, my God.
I know.
Every week. Oh, how you feel? Oh, I'm not great, Damo.
I'm weak, eh?
Struggle Street 5.
Ever since I caught COVID, my body can't deal with certain things. And I feel like I get... Anyway, this is a rugby podcast, not health. What was the question?
Apart from Beauden Barrett and Mwanga, is there anyone coming through?
Love. That's what New Zealand are saying. He's going to be the next big thing.
But they're playing him at 15.
I know.
Play him at 10. Stephen Peterfetua will come in and do a job, I'm sure. But is he world class? No. There is no world class 10s.
But also,
we've
normally had a world class 10 in the wait or behind the scenes while we've got a world class 10.
Yeah, absolutely. Like Richie Mwanga.
Yes.
Beauden Barrett. Yep. Richie Mwanga. Daniel Carter. Beauden Barrett.
Yes. Not Andrew Mertens.
Dan Carter when Andrew Mertens and Carlos Spence were around.
Yes.
He came in straight afterwards,
yes,
didn't he?
So it's,
even guys like Stephen Brett were an absolutely brilliant player. Never really made it because Dan Carter was around so long. But yeah, we just don't have any.
No.
You probably would say Love.
Love, yeah. McKenzie.
Is it Ruben Love?
I think it's Ruben Love.
McKenzie, you reckon he might be one that goes as well?
I think. Well, he has been away though, hasn't he?
Mm. So the answer is not really.
No, not really.
And actually, you think about Aussie. And you know, it seems like everyone's struggling. You know, you've got Ireland.
Yeah.
They're sticking with their man for years and years. England, I mean, I suppose there is Marcus Smith around. There's a real
lack
of quality 10s.
Yeah. Right, mate, my question to you. Would you rather go 4 years without winning a game and then win the World Cup as a player? Maybe not 4 years, 2 years.
You just take my question
every
week.
Every
week.
Okay. How about you ask your question now and I'll get a new one. Sorry, I didn't even look at your question.
Oh, here we go. Would you rather set a world record for unbeaten matches in a row, 30,
yep,
or win a World Cup?
It would have
to
be 31, wouldn't it?
No, because I think it's 18 at the moment, 18 wins in a row. So if you set a new one at 30.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, or win a World Cup after scraping wins and playing boring rugby. Basically, I'm trying to allude to England's win 2003. Joke, everyone, kind of. But yeah, what would you rather?
Oh, World Cup.
Nah.
World Cup's a World Cup though, mate.
Yeah, don't care.
World Cup is a World Cup.
Imagine being part of that team that wins 30 on the bounce. No one's ever going to beat that, for one. So you are part of history forever.
Is the World Cup win... In
part
that
of that,
30.
Yeah. It'd probably have to be.
Yeah, I can't say that.
Yeah, no, it can't be though, can it? Maybe that's like 4 years and then you fail in the final. That would be really painful, wouldn't it?
Can you imagine that?
Your 31st game was a loss to England in the final. Oh, you went 4 years basically unbeaten to lose in the final.
In the final.
Ow.
Oh my gosh, that would suck.
So you're going World Cup?
No, I'm going 30 now.
Yeah, 30, yeah. Go on, your question to me.
Well, you've taken my question.
How did you come up with exactly the same question without reading mine?
I don't know. Good though, eh? Real good. No, I don't have a question this week.
Oh, it's Village.
That is Village. You're right.
It's Village. Mate, it's the end of the show, and it's going to be play of the week. What was your highlight from the weekend's rugby?
Van der Merwe's try.
Which one?
The 55-metre. I feel like that just put Scotland on a good platform. It G'd up the players. It G'd up the fans.
I actually think the try to win it, to win the game, was actually a better try. You know, they've got smart tags in the balls now.
Yes.
Yeah. And some of the data came back.
Right.
And the last pass that was given to Van der Merwe was in hand, and it was a forward, I think it was Richie Gray, for the least amount of time of ball in hand for any pass in the game.
Really?
And that was that try started in their 22.
Yes.
So they went in the 22, went all the way up there, made a nice break on the outside. It really was. I would be like to see how many players in
touch
that Scottish
touch the ball.
I reckon quite a few.
Yeah.
And that last pass to Van der Merwe, I think, just encompasses how far Scotland have come.
Oh, they've come full circle.
Because their skill level was high on the weekend. They did butcher a couple. So I'm going to say my play would be that, but I agree, the Van der Merwe try 55 out was just incredible.
Yeah.
And then the other one was Ireland, the way that they just stopped Wales from...
Yeah, they just grinded it out.
They just grinded it out. So, yeah, for me, Van der Merwe's second try, just because it was such a good team try.
Yeah, I rate that.
Mate, how can people support us?
They can like, they can share, they can subscribe, Patreon, email. We love a long-time listener, first-time emailer.
When we had two today.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Brilliant, isn't it? And if you want to support us, send in, as you say, an email, 5-star review, or go across and join our Patreon page. All ways are absolutely fantastic. I need to go back and read those 5-star comments that you wrote for us on those people's phones.
I don't think I wrote any comments.
Oh, you just put 5 stars.
But I just put 5 stars. I'll go back and edit.
Too much effort for you.
Exactly.
Mate, until next week.
Yeah, see you later.
See ya.
Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.